It cost him everything he had. He was flat out broke. Nothing. So, hallelujah. Pride leads to strife, and strife leads to evil. So, build an altar. That's step number five. Everyone say, build an altar. You know, the kids like this. You know, have you ever kidded around and talk about being a copycat? You know, you're doing just what somebody else is doing, copycat. Well, you know, there's one thing we need to copycat. We need to copycat what Abram did, which was walk in faith. That's what we need to do. And so as we look at this, we're going to talk about building an altar. You know, we built an altar here today. We built the altar of healing right up here. And you can build an altar anytime and anywhere. I want to emphasize that. I want you to hear that when you go to bed tonight. My voice that says, you can build an altar anywhere and anytime. Because that's what Abram did. He built altars. He never lived in a house. He always was in a tent. He was moving. And he built altars. And the main thing that the altars were sacrifice, worship, and prayer. And all three of those things invite what? The presence. Everyone say presence. The presence of God. El Shaddai, the ever-flowing presence of God. And so there were four important altars that Abraham built. They were altars of praise, altars of prayer, altars of peace, and altars of provision. So let's look at these for a few minutes this morning as we look at the first one, which is in Genesis chapter 12, verse 7. And the Lord appeared unto Abram and said, now remember, this guy was a heathen. He was from the land of Ur of the Chaldees. He was heathen. And he said, the Lord appeared unto Abram and said, unto thy seed will I give this land. Unto thy seed will I give this land. Unto whose seed? His seed. He was past the age to have kids. Because God wants to stretch our faith. And there he built an altar to the Lord who appeared unto him. And it was an altar of praise and thanksgiving for what God was doing in his life. How do you build an altar? You just stand. You know, the two-foot square piece of property that your feet are on, or where you might park your posterior as I have, is your altar. Where you are is your altar. And you can build an altar anytime, anywhere, any place. And how do we enter into the presence of God? Just like that. We make a big deal out of entering into the presence. Excuse me. Some people have made a big deal about entering into the presence. This is all it takes. Lord, I come into your presence with grace and thanksgiving. I enter into your courts with praise. I will say, this is the day the Lord has made, and I rejoice, and I'll be glad in it. I just built an altar of praise right there. It's not difficult. You can do it anytime, anywhere. Anytime, anywhere. Anytime, anywhere. Someone want to say that with me? Anytime and anywhere. It's important for us to do this. You know, God bless you. And so it's really a great principle that we can do. You know, when you're on the mission field, you build an altar and the presence of God shows up. Joe, build an altar. Yeah, anytime. So the altar of praise. Let's look at the altar of prayer. Genesis chapter 12, verse 8. And he removed from there unto the mountain to the east of Bethel. He pitched his tent, having Bethel on the west and Ai on the east. And there he built an altar to the Lord, and he called upon the name of the Lord, which means prayer. He built an altar of prayer anywhere, anytime. An altar of prayer anywhere, anytime. And he called upon the name of the Lord. He called upon Jehovah Jireh, the Lord, my provider. He called upon Jehovah Nissi, my victory banner. He called upon Jehovah Rapha, the Lord thy God that has healed thee. As we did this morning. Come on. Yeah, the victory banners that we have. Excuse me. And Jehovah Shalom, the Lord God of peace. You know, we were talking earlier, just for a few minutes, about the big deal that happened in Texas and the atrocity of that. Maybe that was in first service. Either way, I got rattled. I thought, that's stupid. Lord, I thank you for your shalom. Boom. Done. I built an altar right there. I had to practice right there. Yeah. Yeah. Well, when I heard about the crud going on in Texas with the fire and all that, it moved me to the place of concern that was not faith. It took me out of my peace, what it was. It scared me. Yeah. Yeah. So I just had to get back to the place of peace. Jehovah Shalom. You with me? Did I answer? Yeah, just build an altar of peace. Say, God, I need your peace. And I thank you for it. Jehovah Shalom. Call upon Jehovah Shalom, the Lord of peace. And don't let it rattle you. You know, the devil wants to mess with us. He wants to mess with our thinking. And when he messes with our thinking, he messes with our faith. Because our thinking should line up with our faith, not our faith with our thinking. Let me say that one more time. We do not allow our thinking to dictate our faith, but we allow our faith to dictate what we think. So what are you thinking? We have to believe what the Word says. We have to quote the Word. We have to believe the Word. And sometimes we've got to call somebody. You know, you got to call somebody. Hey, would you believe with me? Confess with me. Helping a little bit? Hallelujah. I got to say it a third time. We cannot let our thinking dictate our faith. We have to allow our faith to dictate our thinking. Because we have, the mind of Christ. Hallelujah. So the altar of prayer. Third altar is the altar of peace. Genesis 13, verses 14 through 18. And the Lord said to Abram, in Genesis chapter 13, verses 14 through 18, and the Lord said to Abram, after that Lot had separated from him, what kind of spirit was Lot carrying? A spirit of strife. Thank you. Yeah, come on. There's teaching and preaching here. Lot carried a spirit of strife. And that's why there was strife between their herdsmen. And they were fighting. Well, you know what? Who was the father of faith in this whole story? Abram. So, if you're getting into strife with the father of faith, who's probably in the wrong place? Right? Okay, so we want to be careful of that. So, as it says, and Lot separated from him, and of course we talked about staying out of strife, and when Lot separated, that strife left with Lot. However, it's difficult to hear the voice of God when you're walking in strife. So Lot did not hear God's voice. He separated from Abram, and he suffered the consequences of that. Lift up now thine eyes and look from the place where thou art, north, south, east, and west, for all the land which I give to you and to thy seed forever. That's a huge promise. and I will make thy seed, your family, as the dust of the earth, so that a man can number the dust of the earth, and then thy seed shall be also numbered. Arise, walk through the land, into the length of it, the breadth of it, as far as I will give it unto thee. We have walked our city before. We've walked our downtown before. And it has been blessed and prospered because we walked it out. Now, I'm not suggesting you walk out your farm ground unless God tells you, but Abram walked out that land. And verse 18, he says, then Abram removed his tent, and he came and he dwelt in the plain of Mamre, which is in Hebron, and there he built an altar to the Lord. Every new thing that God asks you to do, build an altar for it. Yeah. Remember, it doesn't take anything. 2 foot square ground that you're on is your altar. That's where you build it. If you can build it on site, you build it on site. And I think it's important that we understand that there was peace. This is where he built the altar there. It was an altar of peace because strife had left. Lot had left. Okay? Follow me? And sometimes people get, I don't worry about you, but sometimes people get bothered by just paying attention to the Old Testament. Well, in Galatians chapter 3, verse 29, I love this verse. If you are Christ, anybody here Christ's? Yeah. Then you are Abraham's seed. You are part of the dust that he was talking about a little bit ago. We are part of that. We're his seed, the seed of Abraham, by law or by faith. All right, you're getting it. And heirs to the promise. Hallelujah. So we have the altar of peace. Lord, we need peace. We need the Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. And then the altar of provision. We know this. We know that God has been, he's been called provider. He supplies all of our needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. But Abram was coming into that revelation that God was provider. Let's look at this in Genesis 22. Because this is the story where God told him to sacrifice his one and only son. And there he came to the place which God had told him of, and Abram built an altar there. And he laid a wood in order and bound Isaac, his son, and laid him upon the wood. And Abram stretched forth his hand, and he took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, here I am. And he said, do not lay your hand on the lad, neither do anything to him. For now I know that you fear God, seeing that thou hast not withheld thy son, thy only son, for me. And Abram lifted up his eyes, and he looked, and behold, behind him was a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram, offered him up as a burnt offering instead of his son. And Abram called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, which is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen, because God provided the sacrifice. Amen. God provided that sacrifice in the same way he provided the sacrifice for us. So it's the altar of provision. So Abram built four altars. Abram. In Genesis 22 is Abraham, which we're going to get into that change of the names. I can't wait. That's one of my favorite parts, is why and how God called him from Abram to be Abraham, and Sarah to Sarai to Sarah. Anyway, so why is this stuff important to us? Why are we taking this much time to study this stuff in this life of Abraham? Well, I think, first of all, just to have a better understanding of worship. Okay, that's fill in the blank for you kids there. Okay, to have a better understanding of worship, that we can build an altar. When can we build an altar? Anywhere, anytime, and anywhere. Say it again. That's good. You're getting it. And that we're blessed. Everyone say, I'm blessed. Why are we blessed? Let's look at Galatians 3, chapter 9. I'll leave you with the coolest promise here. So then those who are faith, anybody here of faith? I raise my hand to the Most High God. I'll not compromise. So those who are of faith are blessed with believing Abraham. Wow. Wow. That's all I can say is end it on wow. So continue building altars before the Lord. Where? Anytime and anywhere. Amen. Let's stand. Let the Lord be praised. Let the Lord be magnified. Let the Lord be high and lifted up in our lives, in our land, in our communities, in our business places, Lord. Father, we thank you that the Lord be lifted up high in our trials, in our tribulations, in our steps of faith that we're taking, Father. We thank you, Lord, that the Lord is high and lifted up in the midst of our building altars before you, Lord, of prayer and praise and provision, and God, how good you are. And so, Lord, we thank you, God, that you are for us and you are not against us. And Lord, help us to open our ears even bigger and stronger, Lord, that we would hear your voice in a deeper way, in Jesus' precious name. Hallelujah, we pray. Amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah. Give the Lord praise. God bless you, love you, and we'll see you next week.